Mastering Survival. The clash of lone wolves and community survivors when faced with the harrowing unknowns of survival. Does strength truly lie in numbers? Or can a lone wolf approach turn the tides in your favor? Delving into survival strategies, one can't help but ponder whether it's better to go solo or be part of a larger group. Lone wolf survivors tout self-sufficiency and flexibility, navigating challenges without the need for consensus or compromise. On the flip side, community survivors leverage diverse skills and shared resources, offering mutual support and increased safety in numbers. In this exploration, we'll uncover the merits and drawbacks of each survival tactic, helping you understand the best approach in a survival scenario. Whether planning for unforeseen emergencies or simply curious about survivalist strategies, the insights here will guide you through making informed decisions in critical moments. Understanding lone wolf survival in a post-apocalyptic world. The lone wolf survivor stands alone, facing both the harsh reality of a desolate environment and the freedom that comes with independence. Let's delve into the intricacies of being a lone wolf, exploring the benefits and challenges of this solitary survival strategy. Benefits of being a lone wolf: independence. One of the primary advantages of being a lone wolf survivor is the freedom to make decisions without the constraints of group dynamics. This self-reliance allows for quick thinking and adaptability in unpredictable situations. Flexibility. Lone wolves are agile and can move swiftly and change their plans at a moment's notice. Without the need for group consensus, they can pivot their strategies based on evolving circumstances, enhancing their chances of survival. Stealth. Operating solo enables lone wolves to blend seamlessly into their surroundings, evading potential threats with stealth and cunning. This ability to navigate undetected can be a powerful asset in a world where danger lurks around every corner. Challenges faced by lone wolf survivors: isolation. Despite the freedom it offers, solitude can take its toll on lone wolf survivors. The lack of companionship and emotional support may lead to feelings of loneliness and despair, affecting their mental well-being in the long run. Lack of resources. Without the shared resources and skills of a community, lone wolves must rely solely on their own abilities to procure food, water, and shelter. Scavenging becomes a daily struggle, amplifying the difficulty of meeting basic survival needs. Vulnerability to threats. In a world where strength lies in numbers, lone wolves are more susceptible to attacks from hostile groups or individuals. Without the safety net of a community to watch their back, they must constantly be on high alert to protect themselves from potential dangers. As we unravel the intricacies of lone wolf survival, it becomes evident that while independence brings freedom and adaptability, it also comes with challenges. The path of the lone wolf is fraught with uncertainty, requiring resilience, resourcefulness, and a solid will to endure against all odds. The power of community survivors: survival communities stand as a testament to the potent force of unity and cooperation in the face of adversity. Together, individuals in a community of survivors share resources and skills and bolster each other's defenses against the harsh realities of their environment. Let's delve into the dynamics that make the power of community survivors so formidable. Unity and strength in numbers. The adage, strength in numbers, rings true within a community of survivors. Shared knowledge and skills become collective assets, exponentially increasing the group's chances of overcoming challenges. A diverse set of abilities and expertise blend together, creating a robust support network where members can rely on each other for protection, sustenance, and innovation. In times of crisis, the collective wisdom of the community acts as a shield, guarding against threats that would be insurmountable for a lone individual. Community building and resilience. Emotional support is a cornerstone of communal survival efforts, offering a lifeline of empathy and solidarity in the face of despair. The division of labor within a community lightens the individual burden and fosters a sense of belonging and purpose. As members contribute their unique skills to the group's well-being, a tapestry of resilience is woven, strengthening the collective fabric of the community. Moreover, the long-term sustainability of a survival community is built upon foundations of cooperation and mutual aid. By leveraging each other's strengths and mitigating weaknesses, community survivors establish a system that endures beyond immediate crises, laying the groundwork for a future where challenges are met with shared resolve and unwavering unity. In this symbiotic relationship of give and take, the community thrives, resilient in the face of uncertainty and ever-evolving threats. Adapting to changing environments. One key factor determining success in a survival scenario is the ability to adapt swiftly to changing environments. Lone wolf survivors and community groups must adjust their strategies based on the situation, showcasing their flexibility and problem-solving skills. The flexibility of lone wolves. Lone wolves epitomize adaptability, easily navigating diverse and dynamic conditions. These individuals are adept at making independent decisions on the fly without relying on the input or support of others. Their ability to swiftly assess new situations, formulate plans, and take decisive action sets them apart in survival. Collaborative problem-solving in communities. On the other hand, communities can unleash the power of collaborative problem-solving when faced with challenges. By pooling together a diverse range of skills, knowledge, and resources, community survivors can strategize collectively to tackle complex issues effectively. By sharing responsibilities and leveraging each member's strengths, communities can devise comprehensive solutions that cater to the needs of all involved. By exploring the contrast between the flexibility of lone wolves and the collaborative problem-solving nature of communities, we can uncover the varied approaches individuals and groups take in adapting to changing environments. Whether thriving solo or thriving together, the ability to adjust strategies based on the environment and situation is crucial for survival in any scenario. Survival psychology. Solitude versus social connection. In a world where survival hinges on one's ability to navigate the harsh realities of existence, the discussion of solitude versus social connection becomes paramount. The psychological implications of these two contrasting survival strategies can mean the difference between mere existence and true resilience in the face of adversity. Let's delve into the intricate workings of the human psyche when confronted with the dichotomy of isolation and community support. Isolation's toll on mental health. Despite the rugged allure of independence, the lone wolf survivor faces a myriad of psychological challenges stemming from prolonged isolation and the absence of social interaction. The human mind, wired for connection, can wither under the weight of solitude, leading to a decline in mental well-being. The lack of emotional support and camaraderie can breed feelings of loneliness, helplessness, and despair, eroding the very fabric of one's psychological resilience. Emotional turmoil. The relentless solitude experienced by lone wolf survivors can plunge them into a cycle of emotional turmoil characterized by profound feelings of alienation and disconnection from the world around them. Cognitive strain. The absence of interpersonal relationships deprives individuals of crucial mental stimulation and emotional balance, potentially leading to cognitive decline and a compromised ability to cope with stressors. Strength and unity. Emotional resilience of communities. On the flip side, community survivors thrive on the emotional resilience bolstered by shared experiences, mutual support, and a profound sense of belonging. The power of togetherness lies in its ability to uplift spirits, provide a safety net of social connections, and foster a collective sense of purpose that transcends individual struggles. Mutual support. Communities offer a nurturing environment where individuals can lean on each other for emotional support, guidance, and encouragement, strengthening their resolve in adversity. Sense of belonging. The profound sense of belonging experienced within communities protects against the corrosive effects of isolation, instilling a deep-seated assurance that one is not alone in their struggles. In the interplay between solitude and social connection, it becomes evident that human psychology is intricately woven into the fabric of our survival instincts. By understanding the profound impact of these contrasting dynamics, we can glean insights into the resilience of the human spirit and the transformative power of collective support in the journey of survival. Striking a balance, alone yet together. One must navigate the delicate balance between independence and interdependence in the wilderness of survival. Lone wolf survivors, often associated with self-reliance and solitude, can find strategic advantages in occasional collaborations or alliances without compromising their autonomy. Interdependence in lone wolf strategies. Despite their preference for solo navigation, lone wolf survivors can find value in forming temporary partnerships or alliances with other individuals. By sharing resources, skills, and knowledge, they can enhance their chances of survival in challenging situations. This interdependence allows them to tap into additional expertise while retaining their individualistic decision-making and problem-solving approach. Preserving individual identity within communities. Within a community of survivors, individuals need to preserve their unique identities while working towards common goals. By maintaining personal freedom and expressing individuality, community members can contribute diverse perspectives and skills to the group dynamic. This balance between individual autonomy and collective cohesion fosters creativity, innovation, and adaptability within the community, leading to a stronger and more resilient survival strategy. In the intricate dance of survival, finding harmony between independence and interdependence is vital to maximizing chances of success. Whether braving the wilderness alone or uniting with a group of fellow survivors, striking this balance ensures that each individual can thrive while contributing to the greater good. Conclusion: the decision ultimately boils down to personal preference and situational context in the battle of lone wolf survivor versus community survivors. While the lone wolf may have a sense of independence and self-reliance, the community survivors benefit from shared resources, skills, and support systems. Choosing to go solo means taking complete control of your fate, but it also means facing challenges without the safety net of a group. On the other hand, being part of a community provides a sense of belonging, collective wisdom, and strength in numbers. The key to survival lies in understanding your strengths, weaknesses, and environment dynamics to make an informed choice between going alone or thriving within a community.